Hey, it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the last episode of Fluent English Now, we discussed the two basic communication strategies, topic avoidance and message abandonment. As I have mentioned, those two techniques are the easiest to use, yet the least rewarding, since they won't bring you anywhere during a conversation. And yet, many low-level language users apply them during a conversation out of sheer necessity. They are the most evident manifestations of one not possessing the vocabulary required to fulfill the communication task. However, in today's episode, we are going to continue our journey into the world of fluent English communication and the use of communication strategies with something more productive, yet still simple to use. We are meeting a simple and frequently used communication strategy called miming. As you may already know, there are a number of situations when one is struggling with finding the right word. This is pretty common for most beginners when they are just starting their adventure into the world of an unknown language. At such an early stage, it is perfectly normal for students of all ages to mime. You all used miming before, right? You know, when you didn't know what the name of that exotic fruit or vegetable was, or when you couldn't tell how many pieces of a product you wanted to buy during your holiday abroad. This is a typical example when we use miming. Miming is basically when you use facial expressions, hand or feet gestures, all sorts of poses, and even imitate sounds with your voice to communicate what you cannot do so with words. It's that simple. In addition to being one of the easiest and most accessible ways of keeping the ball rolling for the communication going on between two or more speakers, it can also serve as a booster for your message. Here, however, we are not going to talk about the enhancing effect miming may have on our conversations, but instead focus on the following exercise. The next time you come across a word, an expression you don't have the proper way of conveying to the other, try using miming. Here is a list of words and expressions that you can try to mime at home or in a safe environment. Try to mime as many as you can. I recommend starting from the easier ones and going towards the more advanced words gradually. Dog, cat, chicken, horse, pig, cow, baby, parents, grandparents, car, ship, train, airplane, helicopter, eating, drinking, sleeping, reading, searching for something, stabbing someone, hanging the clothes, cleaning off the table, vacuuming, mowing the lawn, working out, freedom, love, happiness, sadness, depression, justice, death, life, quick, slow, heavy, light, friendly, generous, devoted. As you could hear from the list, we start practicing with concrete ideas only to move on to more abstract notions. This should always be the goal when aiming at immersing yourself with the language. Also, try out not only nouns like cat or ship, but also verbs and adjectives too, to bolster your non-verbal vocabulary. During practice, you might also want to look for alternative ways of expressing these notions, or ask a friend how they would try to send the same message if they were stuck in a situation like you. For extra fun and to boost your memorization, try creating your own exercises for yourself or others. Try combining simple things before going in for the more verbally demanding ones. Let's recap. In today's episode, we took a look at a pretty basic communication strategy known as miming. With miming, one can send simple messages to others or add some extra effect to their conversation. Miming is an innate ability best used when you try to convey basic ideas for the other party, but it's still possible to break up more advanced expressions into smaller parts and mind them that way. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. Until next time, keep speaking English.